good morning. A Tuesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, after hearing about the bombings yesterday in New York City and in New Jersey, as well as the stabbing in the mall in Minnesota, responses from the presidential candidates. Hillary Clinton said at a news conference that she planned to deal with the terrorists rather than the entire religion, saying that Donald Trump was recruiting Sargent for the terrorists, while Trump accused Hillary of having emboldened the terrorists as Secretary of State and saying he was right all along about the bombing.
Well, look, we knew from the very beginning that this was going to be politicized. And I predicted that if there was an incident, it was going to help Trump on some level because he's appealing to people's fear. And fear is a tremendous emotion. It will overwhelm everything else. And so we see this guy, they get him right away. He comes out of a particular class of young, unhappy people who convert, obviously, their unhappiness about other things into this Islamic terror that we have seen played out time and time again. The good news is they got him, and they got him fast. The bad news is a whole bunch of people got hurt. You know, there is a saying that was started in New York City subways, I believe, but has now gone everywhere and viral, which is, if you see something, say something. I recently saw something, and I called the police. They took it extremely seriously. So we are seeing something. We're going to see more of it, I suspect, and it will play into our presidential politics. Of that, there is no question. Yesterday, I got a note from somebody who said, you should never say anything like that because it will just help Trump. Well, you know, my job is to be here and to see what's going on and to say it. And if, as a result of saying it, somebody takes a certain kind of action or we get to the point where we say this isn't right, people will understand because they have intellect that they have to deal with this subject because if they don't, it will take off like a prairie fire.
Meantime, the suspect apprehended in a shootout, Ahmad Khan Rahami, 28-year-old naturalized American from Afghanistan. Some articles I've read, some saying appears that he may have been radicalized after a trip to Afghanistan. Meanwhile, Donald Trump says it's sad that a bombing suspect gets Medicare and a lawyer.
That's exactly what I was talking about. He is going to use this and say, okay, since people are entitled to a lawyer, that's wrong. Shouldn't have basic rights, shouldn't have health care rights, take it away from them. And there will be a large segment of America who will say, yeah, that's right. On the other hand, I got to believe that when somebody gets on a plane of a particular age to Afghanistan, that there's got to be some kind of surveillance by the FBI and others about why somebody is taking off and what they're coming back and being like. I wouldn't be one bit surprised to see that the FBI had taken a look at this guy.
You're taking a look at the Bridgegate scandal in New Jersey and the issue in the trial yesterday. Governor Chris Christie, prosecutors say, knew that his closest associates were involved in a plan to shut down lanes leading to the George Washington Bridge as it was happening and that the closings were intended to punish a local mayor for declining to support him.
Well, there's nothing there that we didn't know. We did not know specifically that the governor knew. And I think that the prosecutors know it. And that leads to the question of why he wasn't charged, why his associates were charged. After all, he's the guy at the top of the food chain. It may well be, by the way, that Bridgegate cost him a shot at the vice presidency because I think it was just too much knowing that the trial was coming up. I think the Trump people, if this was one of the considerations, knew that there was a problem and that he would be seriously embarrassed. And he already has been seriously embarrassed. It'll be fascinating to see what the prosecutor's thinking was and why the governor was not charged.
Of course, political retribution, not new.
Yeah, but there's such a thing, David, you're right, but there's such a thing as stupid political retribution. You know, I mean, these people are college graduates, they're lawyers, they're other things. Are you telling me they didn't know that by shutting down the George Washington Bridge and putting pregnant women who were on the bridge at the time, I hear, at risk and backing up traffic for hours and that the possibility was that they were going to get caught doing it, you mean to say that they didn't foresee all of this stuff? You know, these are allegedly bright people with top jobs in government, and yet they do one of the stupidest things that we've ever seen done.